U.S. President Barack Obama has refused to apologize for a prisoner swap deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
We had a prisoner of war whose health had deteriorated, and we were deeply concerned about it, and we saw an opportunity and we seized it, and I make no apologies for that.
Obama says he had a duty as commander-in-chief to get Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl home. Lawmakers criticized the deal that freed five Taliban prisoners kept in Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Bergdahl. They asked whether the transfer of Taliban prisoners was even legal. They questioned both the price paid and the principle of a swap. Obama had earlier expressed confidence that the United States could still go after the five militants if they pose a future threat to U.S. national security. Mr. Marvin Weinbaum is with the Middle East Institute, is with us now on the line from Washington to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Weinbaum, first of all, do you think that President Obama did make the right decision despite the cost?
Well, it's a tough decision. He certainly made the right decision on humanitarian grounds. Whether he made the right decision in terms of the individual himself and something you haven't mentioned, that there is some question here under what circumstances he was taken prisoner and whether, therefore, he warrants this kind of special treatment. But humanitarian grounds, he's on solid ground. He may not be on legal, in legal terms, in the sense that he had signed legislation, although with a caveat, that he would inform the Congress 30 days in advance for any kind of swap like this.
And that's the question. Why didn't Obama do that? Why didn't he inform the Congress and even Afghan authorities, the president, Hamid Karzai, saying that he was also kept in the dark?
Yes, well, he did. The claim now is that, and there's some validity in it, and that is they had to act when the opportunity was there. They were concerned about if it got out to the Congress that there would be a leak and that somehow this would make the deal impossible for the Taliban. The Taliban wanted a certain degree of this being kept quiet, and the fear was that it would come apart if they had to take 30 days to finalize it, and if there were already criticism of it, as there would be if there were a leak, then the deal would fall apart.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Marvin Weinbaum, with the Middle East Institute with us on the line there from Washington.